while our affections are tied to what is no longer able to serve our spiritual development as it once did, while our affections are still tied there and we're looking back to that, we can't be moved on. I mean, that's just as a general principle that applies in any field. You know, if it's an academic institution, if it's looking to Newtonian physics, it's going to, you know, it's not going to move on in terms of quantum mechanics or anything like that. You know, it's just going to be stuck in that mode of being. So, and it's the same for us, you know, on a personal level, you know, while we are fixated on what has worked for us in the past, but is no longer working for us going forward, whether that's in our relationships or whatever it happens to be, if we are hooked into a state of mind that can't accommodate where we need to go, then until that is broken down, we won't move forward. So that's the general principle. And yes, we see things play out on the, you know, we're talking a huge scale when we start looking at churches on a dispensational level. Most ancient Jewish, Christian, new church, you know, that's a large scale kind of unfolding within which there is virtually an infinity of different states and manifestations and churches even going on, you know, like it's not, you know, so we're given things in a fairly kind of simple way so that we can get a hold of them. And get the generals so that we can see general aspects of principles and processes playing out. You know, we're only dealing with a minor aspect. So where those individuals are that you know, that's between them and the Lord. Where we are, that's between us and the Lord. To whom much is given, much is required. You could sort of use that principle. So, you know, we have to respond to our understanding of truth. Just as, you know, that's a responsibility for everyone, but not everybody is going to be in the same understanding because everybody is in different uses and connections with the sphere of their life.